It is good to see all of you here, even though our bulletin says Sandusky, First United Methodist Church, where you are. I want to welcome you to the East Winds Mission Zone, that we have seven churches and four pastors, and we're delighted that we can come together and have this holy day, this Ash Wednesday, as we kick off our season for Lent. And what a great time for us to gather as a body of Christ, one body of Christ. So we have a screen that will have a lot of information on it for you. Also follow in your bulletin. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you our Mission Zone pastors. So if you do not know them, Anika Bailey, she serves Forrester and Port Sanilac. Penny Nunn, she's at Heritage Snover. Jerry Griggs, at Carsonville and McGregor, and I'm here as well as in Deckerville United Methodist. So welcome, Penny.
Please join me in the call to worship. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Would you please stand as you're able and let us sing Have Thine Own Way, Way Lord, number 382.
If you would look into your bulletins and let us say this prayer in unison. Come, Holy Spirit, let us fill and rest in you. You may be seated. Today's scriptures come out of Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm of my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Let dawn spread across the mountains. A large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, but ever will be in the ages to come. Even now, declared the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Render your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abundant in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offering, a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, concentrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chambers. Let the priest who minister before the Lord sweep behind the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance as an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the people, where is their God?
We invite the community choir to come to the back. Alto's on this side, soprano's on this side, guys in the back. More love to thee, O Christ. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Would you please stand for the gospel reading? In the middle of this reading, we will clue you in to say the Lord's Prayer.
The gospel reading, Matthew 6, 1 through 21. Here readeth, "Watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you."
When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Pray like this. Let us pray together the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So if you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, don't make it obvious, as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled, so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair, wash your face. Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths can eat them and rust destroy them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures instead in heaven, where moss and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christian observed a great devotion, the days of the Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there should be 40 days season of spiritual preparation. During this season, a covenant of faith were prepared by the holy baptism. It was also a time where persons had committed serious sins.
Am I reading your part, Mika? No, I think I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking at the
Sherry. We're doing this.
I love enthusiasm. We begin this holy season by receiving ashes on our foreheads in the sign of a cross. The season of Lent lasts 40 days in imitation of the time Jesus spent in the desert before inaugurating his public ministry. What is the purpose of Lent, you ask? I think I heard some of you say that. I'm not sure. Lent prepares us for the great celebration of Holy Week that begins with Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where he celebrated his Last Supper before his passion, death, and resurrection. The ashes that we wear on this day are a reminder that death is only the beginning. It is on this day that we as Christians declare to the world our intention to die to all those things that keep us entombed. Die to arrogance, to greediness, to uncertainty, dread, self-doubt, isolation, suspicion, and every single other barrier that prevents us from living an unreserved existence with God. Our focus this evening is on reflecting and preparing to receive the ashes. In this way, we can prepare our hearts for the Lenten journey. As you know, ashes can be used for many things. They help to provide traction on ice to allow for sure footing, and can also be used to provide fertilizer for growing things. This Lent, let us think about working toward the advice of David Foster Wallace in his paper, This is Water. I love what he said. He said, we need to free ourselves from the human default setting of being self-centered. What is the first thing that we think about each morning? We all think to ourselves, what am I going to do today? How will I do it? What will happen to me today? How will I feel today? I. And all day long, what do we say to people? We say things like, well, I think this, and I think that, and I agree, or I don't agree, I disagree, I like this, I don't like that, I. I just want to say, there you go with I. And what's the last thing you think about at night? I wish sometimes that that person would stop doing whatever it was they were doing that annoyed me. And I really did a good job today, didn't I? I. Who's number one? Me. I. Who is first in line, or who has to be first in line? Me. I. What is at the forefront of all my thoughts? Me. The trouble with that, when you see that I, that big capital I, it is inhibiting you. But this all changes when you receive the cross on your forehead. The focus shifts from big capital I to Christ. The ashes call us to remember who we are, and again, that death is not the end. We are invited to slow down, to give thoughts to our lives. This Lent, we will focus on prayer, on fasting from whatever is holding us from being a better person in the world. And we'll also focus on giving. On this Ash Wednesday, let us take notes of the words of Reverend Dr. Sophia Fossas. She's a UM pastor. And she wrote a reflection, and I'll read just a couple of excerpts from this. The intent of Ash Wednesday is not to declare to the outside world, I have religion, but to open up to God. In the language of the Bible and the church, it's to recognize and admit that we have sinned and fallen short from the glory of God. It is to admit that we're dirty. The ashes on our foreheads are just a reflection of the smudges on our souls. So she goes on to say, blow the trumpet that warns a penitent like me to wear the smudge of ashes long after my face has been washed, and to admit the smudge on that one place that matters to God is in my heart. Blow the trumpet in Zion, the prophet said, and sanctify a fast. Hear the sounds of grumbling need in a world where few are filled and where we are overfilled. Shortly, you will be coming forward to receive ashes on your forehead or hand as a ritual act to mark the beginning of this season of Lent. Little smudges on the body in the shape of a cross, which will serve as a reminder of the sacrifice of our Lord. We must take this season to return to the one who formed us from the dust.
Who out there has children? You ever ask them to clean their bedroom? And then they come out 5 minutes later, it's clean. You used to do that? Didn't we all? And then it's spotless. You open the door and it's spotless. It is. But we've been there. We've done that, haven't we? So we go over to the closet. We open the door and it just falls all out, doesn't it? Been there, done that, right? Well, Lent's kind of like that. What we show on the outside, you know, we give this and we give to charity, just like the hypocrites, you know, and they see us giving that stuff. And we pray and people see us going to church. I remember I grew up in the church and I would go to Ash Wednesday. I grew up Catholic, so... don't hold that against me. And so I went to church quite often. And I can remember Ash Wednesday, those ashes on my forehead. I'd go in the morning before school. And I would try and keep them to last as long as possible in school because, look at me, just like those Sadducees and the Pharisees, you know, all given out. So what this is about is cleaning out our closets. What inside of you is keeping you from being a true child of God? What is keeping you from being a true disciple? That's what Lent's about. It's about reflecting on who we are to make the inside look like the outside we want everybody to see. So how do we do that? Anika mentioned a few ways. We do it through prayer. We do it through devotionals. We do it through hospitality. We do it through charity. We do it through worship. Amen? Amen.
I look at Lent is a time for us to center ourselves. When I read out Joel, it was, render your heart, not your garments. You know, kind of same thing Penny's going on there. But what does our heart have to focus on? What is my relationship with God the Father? We cannot have no spiritual growth in anything until we understand who we are in Christ. And it begins then by this. Remember your salvation. Where did you start with God? And when? Because that is your starting point. And sometimes I think when it says render your heart, and especially in Ash Wednesday, that we need to go back to the basics, back to where we understood and met God that day. And in that process, we have to understand two things. Jesus said we need to repent. Because we need to understand that sin separates us from God. We cannot have a full spiritual life until we understand our sin. But you know the one false thing that I think the church has taught everybody? Once we ask for that forgiveness of sin, hey, we're good for the rest of the year. You know, I think that you're thinking you come up here for ashes, you're going to get the ashes put on your head. I got a good year. Well, I don't know about you, but I have a tendency to sin a lot. And I have to come and see the garment is we need to take it off. We need to take it off and put it aside. And I understand, you know, to do that, I have to really slow myself down. See, because we get so tied up in this world, what's going on, and Nika, I. You see, we're worried of all what's going on around us, and yet we can't hear God. We can't hear God until we sit down, really sit down. Take time to hear God speak to us, because we're spirit people. Yes, we live in flesh, but we are spirit people. So we have two things. We ask for that forgiveness sin. Then we have to remember, because what is the cross? Jesus dying on that for our sins. But then we also have to remember Easter. He is risen. And that's where our faith in this Jesus that risen. But so with the things I needed, they didn't want me to talk about was, what's our spiritual thing? They talked about, you know, reading scripture teaches us where God wants us to go. But we also, what I was thinking about that, we need to then to be praying. The two things we need to pray for is, number one is wisdom. God will never deny you wisdom. Always pray for that wisdom. But the other thing I think we lack in is praying for power. Power to change us. Because, you know, there's some things in my life I can kind of, I don't need that no more. I don't have to mess in that area. But other areas, I need God's power. God's power to cleanse me, to heal me, to take me to that next step forward. That is what Ash Wednesday is about, to begin the journey. And I know we practice 40 days. I think we need to be going 24/7, 360, 365 days.
So as Ash Wednesday begins, it is a season that we think of spring, kind of like cleaning out our closets, except it's about cleaning out our hearts. To think about what Anika said is, it's not about I, or me. But it's about our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ during this season, that we journey and we use the spiritual disciplines of fasting and reading scripture and praying and devoting ourselves to serving our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we draw closer to Him and hopefully learn and have more wisdom and power to be able to lead others to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I don't know if you've noticed or not, especially for those of you that are from our church, but there's no flowers. Our candles that are normally brass are no longer on the altar this evening. And pretty soon we're going to take up a collection and you will not see our brass offering plates. Because we're not looking at the worldly view of life tonight with all the glory and gold. But we're looking at the sackcloth, the ashes, the purity of what Jesus did for us by dying on the cross. And having that symbol of the cross placed on our forehead or our forehead. To be able to remember that Jesus died for us because we are all sinners. None of us are good enough. We all sin. And so we come in this time to reflect of not just who we are, but whose we are. That we come and that remember, and as we impose the ashes on your forehead tonight to say, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Or repent and believe the gospel. For us to know that we take these 40 days, which excludes Sundays, till we get to that Holy Saturday, the day before Easter, and we reflect within ourselves. Reflect to that eye, but that, to do it not in public and look at me, but to turn, repenting, looking within, and to remember what Jesus Christ has done for us. And so we will invite you to observe the Lenten discipline as we read that, and then we will sing and have a prayer of confession, assurance, the thanksgiving over the ashes, and imposition of the ashes, to remember all of this goes together, that we come to confess our sins before our Lord Jesus Christ, and to remember it was He who died for us, and we take on those ashes for Him and for ourselves. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this message that you have given to us this evening, and we invite your Holy Spirit to move and steer in us as we remember what you have done for us. In the name of the risen Christ, amen.
Oh, we're doing this part now.
You can tell I've been gone to Florida. I've been out of the loop. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christian observed a great devotion the day of our Lord's passion and resurrection. It became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there should be 40-day season of spiritual preparation.
During this season, converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when persons who had committed serious sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to participation in the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the need we all have to renew our faith.
I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by praying, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. To make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now just take a moment of silence. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Please stand as we sing Jesus, Remember Me. It's 488 and on the screens, and we'll sing it through twice.
Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Our prayer of confession. Gracious God, our faith in you requires that we invest our time and effort into a relationship with you. Yet we turn our attention toward other interests, ambitions, and concerns. Beckon us once again to return to you with all our hearts. Forgive us for loving you too little and for neglecting to love our neighbor in your name. Today, may we return to you grateful for your mercies and secure in your love.
The Lord our God is gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in steadfast love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Glory be to God. Amen.
Almighty God, you created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be used as a sign to us of our own mortality, so that we will remember that only by your gracious gift are we ever given everlasting life. Amen.
I don't know if a lot of you know this or not, but our mission as the new, as we formed this new district net, we have what we call a mission zone. As we got together, we are supposed to have some mission outreach that we want to reach. And our outreach this year is going to the Rescue Michigan mission right here in Sandusky. It is for gentlemen that are homeless. But the objective of it is, though, within 30 days, they will have them up and running, having a job and a place for them to be at. So our offering today is going to go for that. And if our ushers would come forward then. That he has blessed us with material things, but yet we should return it back with a spiritual heart. We ask now that this money that we have offered up may show the gospel to these gentlemen who are homeless at this moment. May they understand that God loves them right at this moment, just as he loved each and every one of us when we are at our lowest point. Let us give him that praise and glory. Amen.
We're going to sing "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," 351, and on the screen.
rejoice this evening. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And soon the things of this earthly world will be minimized in his grace.